There aren't too many college basketball programs where the notoriety of the players is eclipsed by that of the scorekeeper, but reporter Ann Marshall recently found that it happened in Louisville.
On a rainy Sunday, hundreds of Bellarmine fans collapse umbrellas and hand over their tickets.
Enjoy the game.
All right.
It's the first home game of the season for the Bellarmine Knights men's basketball team. Inside, players in crimson and gray warm-ups complete drills. Cheerleaders rehearse in a huddle.
1, 3, 5, 7.
Charlie Knauer, a cheerleader with long blonde hair tied up in a white bow, looks around Knights Hall. She easily picks out one of the most familiar faces, a woman at the scorer's table where the stats crew sits.
Oh, with the short gray hair? So you're talking about on the end? She's just been here for, like, every game. She's awesome.
She is Kaylin Ryback, a petite 62-year-old. Today, just like every game day, she wears a Knights polo shirt over a turtleneck. This season marks Ryback's 45th year on the stats crew for Bellarmine's men's and women's basketball teams. She says in that time, the game has gotten more physical, and women's ponytails now seem to hang longer, hiding players' numbers.
If I can see the front, it's fine, but if I'm looking at their backs, can't read the numbers as easily. They should all have to wear short hair, that's all. Don't have too much of that with the men, at least, thank goodness.
That's classic Kaylin Ryback, practical. When asked why she likes basketball, it's indoors, not too hot, not too cold. Why not cheer from the stands? She sings at church, doesn't want to lose her voice. Why stats? She just likes numbers. With the game about to begin, Ryback stands and claps.
This is when the adrenaline starts.
She sits back down and puts on a headset. At center court, the whistle blows and Bellarmine gains first possession. Ryback's blue eyes stay glued to the ball, her head swiveling up and down the court. She only sips water during timeouts. Back when she started on the stats crew as a Bellarmine freshman, she used a typewriter to record stats. Now, she calls out each basket, rebound, and free throw, along with the player's number. A student next to her types it all into a laptop.
Why, who was it? 24, rebound, 31. Why, 33.
Why is an attempted three-point shot. Ryback often keeps stats for the visiting team. Today, that's Findlay University. But her loyalties lie with Bellarmine. Come basketball season, she clears her schedule. No vacations. In 45 years, she's worked some 1,200 games. She's missed two. A doubleheader 4 or 5 years ago when she had a 102-degree fever. Men's basketball coach Scott Davenport says Ryback accepts this volunteer role as if having made a vow.
I think people that are passionate find voids in their life filled by something that they really, really take a love for. And I think she has unconditional love for Bellarmine and everything Bellarmine stands for.
Ryback was never able to play sports. She was born without ankles. As a child, you could have wrung her ankles like a rag, she says. Casts helped her bones form, but she's always walked with a heavy limp. On the stats crew, Ryback is able to connect to the team, sort of like a parent watching from the sidelines.
Oh, Chris.
When a compact point guard, Chris Whitehead, struggles with his free throws, Ryback grimaces, talking into her headset to others on the stats crew.
Well, a true point guard isn't necessarily a shooter.
That's true.
But
Findlay seems to take advantage of Whitehead's off day.
Foul on 0-3. He'll foul him all day long.
That's a frustrated chuckle. She's afraid Whitehead's losing confidence. Finally, he sinks two free throws. Ryback's personally invested in this team. She and her husband didn't have children. She's grown close to several players. She attends their graduations and gets invitations to their weddings. She celebrates their successes, like when the men's team won the 2011 Division II National Championship. But she's quick to point out Bellarmine's athletes place academics first.
In some places, they might as well be a farm system of the professional leagues. But these kids are going to graduate. They're going to be successful in whatever their career field is. They'll be doctors. They'll be lawyers. They'll be teachers.
Ryback applauds that work ethic. Players appreciate hers. Morgan Clemens is a senior on Bellarmine's women's team. She's a second-generation Bellarmine basketball player. Ryback took stats for her mom and dad when they played in the late 80s. Clemens says if Ryback wasn't in her seat on game day, her team would feel a bit lost.
We're all just so used to Kalen being there and being such a staple on that scorer's table, and so it would be weird and we'd all be very concerned, and it wouldn't be normal.
At the end of every game, Ryback's husband, Bill, walks down from the stands to join his wife. He's not sure if she'll ever sit next to him for a game.
She told me a number of years ago she was going to retire after 40, and as long as Bellarmine keeps playing basketball the way they're playing, she enjoys it down here more. She's afraid she'd lose her voice up in the stands.
Kalen Ryback nods with a sly grin.
Amen.
For Only a Game, I'm Ann Marshall in Louisville.